You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
October the 7th, 2022, we are live streaming at rumble.com. Reminding you also, you can go to rumble.com, enter in Larry Connors, USA in the search engine. You'll join us in studio. You can also subscribe, no cost. We'll make sure it gets to you every day. And you can also get the audio podcast delivered directly. Simply subscribe. I encourage you to do so. Now, those of you who signed up when we were on YouTube, your subscription, we're not sending anything because YouTube has shut us down. We can't go on YouTube anymore. So go to rumble.com, subscribe. We'll make sure we get it to you. I thank you for that and spreading the word about the program. So federal agents say they now have sufficient evidence, their words, sufficient evidence to charge Hunter Biden with tax crimes and making false statements regarding a gun purchase. This comes 4 years after the laptop from hell came out and we all began to see what was going on. He's also, of course, had been under investigation and should still be. In addition to tax issues and the gun issue, we got to look at money laundering, foreign lobbying violations. The decision on whether he's actually going to be charged will be up to a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney. That's according to sources talking to the Washington Post. And the Attorney General Merrick Garland refuses to say whether a special counsel will be placed over the investigation, so it gives a distance between President Biden and the possible prosecution of his son, Hunter Biden. This, take note of this. Hunter Biden's attorney is all upset because the Justice Department leaked this news to the Washington Post. They're constantly leaking information to the media they like when it comes to Trump or anything like that. And I never heard a Democrat, one, complained, but now we got one complaining because they leaked information about Hunter. We're going to get into that story in more detail the next hour. Hans Spakovsky, I should say, the Heritage Foundation, will discuss details of the possible charges and what's in it and what's not. The nuclear rhetoric is getting louder with Ukraine. Of course, last night, in New York City, behind closed doors, a private fundraiser, no audio, no video apparently. President Biden being quoted as saying, for the first time since the Cuban Missile Crisis, we have a direct threat to the use of nuclear weapons. I don't see any way we're not going to end up with Armageddon if we continue down this path. So far, the White House has not walked back the president's statements. They've not said that he was wrong or misspoke or maybe was exaggerating. The White House press spokeswoman said simply that he's simply restating how severe and intense this situation is. Oh, in case you missed it yesterday, there was so much going on. We had another busload of illegals delivered direct from Texas right to the home of Vice President Kamala Harris. She, of course, is the vice president, resides at the Naval Observatory. Another busload of border crossers and illegal aliens arriving from Texas and some from Arizona delivered to her house. And in the meantime, New York Mayor Eric Adams declaring a state of emergency because they're getting so many illegals being sent into New York City. He's estimating as of today it's going to cost New York City $1 billion this fiscal year to deal with this. Did you ever hear Eric Adams, the Democrat mayor of New York City, complain about how much illegals are costing southern border cities? No. So now maybe they're waking up. Some good news, but also some bad news here. The breast cancer rate death in the U.S. dropping significantly, down by 43% within 3 decades. That's great. But unfortunately, when you analyze it by race, black women, while they have a lower incident rate of breast cancer, their death rate is higher. That needs to be addressed as well. And then we have this piece of news that President Joe Biden will have drained the strategic petroleum reserve to a 40-year low by the end of this month. Thank you, President Biden. Oh, and about those electric cars, if your electric car gets really wet, like down in Florida with a hurricane, those batteries will explode or catch fire. Might want to keep that in mind when you are forced to buy one. And then if we're going to bring in another 87,000 IRS agents, I suggest they begin investigating themselves. Five current or former employees in Tennessee and Mississippi with the IRS charged with scamming the government, taking hundreds of thousands of COVID-19 relief funds, going on trips to Vegas, buying Gucci bags. Fun time for everyone with taxpayer money.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Beal Roofing. Covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Overnight, the Washington Post reported that federal agents believe they have enough evidence to charge Hunter Biden with tax crimes and lying on a federal form when he purchased a gun. The Post, citing anonymous sources, said the president's son's case has now moved one step closer to a potential conclusion, with a U.S. attorney in Delaware who was appointed by President Trump set to decide whether to proceed. The agents, the Post reported, determined months ago they had assembled a viable criminal case against Hunter Biden. ABC News has not independently confirmed this report. The Justice Department, White House, FBI, and IRS all declined to comment or did not respond.
All right, there's an ABC report talking about how the Justice Department, the FBI, now ready to move against Hunter Biden. But as you heard, they're limiting it, based on what you just heard, to dealing with sufficient evidence that he is guilty of some tax crimes and making false statements regarding a gun purchase. Now, tax crimes take a lot of different meanings. Lying and evading taxes, that's obviously very serious. The question that comes up now, you've had all this since a laptop was first unveiled 4 years ago, right before the election. Actually, even before that. But they didn't do anything. They were keeping it silent until the New York Post broke the story and put the story out there. And then, of course, immediately they got shut off by all the big tech operations, not going to allow their story to be transmitted nor even publicized, and trying to get folks to go and read it in its entirety. And then you have to ask the question the timing coming right before the midterm election. And, of course, this has given Democrats an excellent excuse to yell and shout and demand, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is right before the election, this is going to hurt midterm elections. This is very similar, if you recall, to Hillary Clinton when James Comey of the FBI said just weeks before the election, we have found some emails that we have not investigated closely enough, and we need to do that. He said he felt compelled to let Congress know that because he had told Congress in congressional testimony under penalty of perjury that they'd seen all the emails and verified if they were not going to be damaging to U.S. national security and things of that nature. And, of course, Hillary Clinton said, James Comey sabotaged my campaign at the last minute. She will never look in the mirror and see where the real issue is. The decision on whether Hunter is going to be charged is going to be up to a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney, David Weiss. He was appointed back in 2017 by Trump. Joe Biden's attorney general, of course, Merrick Garland, is not answering any questions about whether there will be a special counsel over the investigation. Let me help you recall and remember. The attorney general is head of the Justice Department. The FBI and the prosecutors all fall up under his purview of what to do and what not to do. And, of course, he reports directly to President Biden. So if you want separation from Biden, President Biden, and the investigation into his son, you really are going to need a special prosecutor so you can say President Biden has no hands, nothing involved with this. But you don't have the attorney general saying that, yeah, we're going to do that. And as I mentioned in news and commentary a moment ago, the Hunter Biden's attorney is all upset because, first of all, he's disputing the charges, but blames the Justice Department for leaking information to the press. How dare they leak information to the press? When they do it all the time, if it's going to involve Trump or anyone on the conservative side. And now, suddenly, they are indignant about this kind of leak. But let's go back and look again at some of the background surrounding the case overall. Once again to the ABC report.
The federal investigation of Hunter Biden began in 2018 and centered around his taxes and his business dealings overseas, going all the way back to the time when his father served as vice president under President Obama, including Hunter Biden's work with a Ukrainian natural gas company called Burisma. In a 2019 interview with Amy Robach, Hunter Biden admitted that his work with the Ukrainian company was a mistake.
At the time, you never thought, this might not look right.
You know what? I'm a human. You know what? Did I make a mistake? Well, maybe in the grand scheme of things, yeah. But did I make a mistake based upon some unethical lapse? Absolutely not.
And he said it with a straight face. Absolutely not. Just the same way as Joe Biden has said repeatedly, I know nothing about Hunter's dealings. I had nothing to do with it. With the emails on Hunter Biden's laptop suggest otherwise. And there's a new email that is now being brought to the forefront. This apparently an exclusive to Breitbart. And it just crossed a moment ago, showing that this actually came from Congressman Daryl Issa's office. Congressman Issa, Republican, California. I want you to understand that. The letter apparently was in an unreadable format, but they've been able to redo it and take a closer look. You would have thought the Attorney General and the Department of Justice would do that. No, no, don't look to them to do that. But here's what they say in the letter. This is from President Biden's brother, James, basically reaching out to an associate of the Qatar Sheikh. Now, when I say Qatar, some folks say it's Qatar, Larry, it's Qatar. It used to be Qatar. That's the American pronunciation. But Qatar is the closer to the way the Saudis say it. So that's the way we're now supposed to say it. But it's the same country. Qatar, Qatar, whatever you want to call it. The letter that President Biden's brother, James sent to the Qatar Sheikh, stating, "My family could provide a wealth of introductions and business opportunities at the highest levels." And adding that they could do that despite unfavorable policies of the fractured and beleaguered then-Trump administration for Qatar. That date of August 1, 2017, when it was supposed to be relayed to the Sheikh, criticizing the Trump administration as being fractured, beleaguered, that's almost like trying to create a shadow government under the Trump administration. Therein lies a big crime as well. But the letter concludes, or includes, I should say, I don't know if it actually concludes this way, from what I've been able to gather, but James Biden, President Joe Biden's brother, stated in the letter, "I would be honored to assist in effectuating the vision of His Excellency, but would be remiss in not pointing out the fractured nature of our current administration." Again, pointing out that Trump's policies are bad for you and we'll make it better. You see what's at play here? Now, Hunter Biden had already said repeatedly that not only Joe, his father, was aware of what was going on, but so was James, Biden's brother, President Biden's brother. And, of course, if you recall, a lot of that information came out when a whistleblower, so-called that, because he had been on the inside for a period of time, Tony Bobulinski. He was a business partner, or was to be, with Hunter. And Bobulinski had said he, at one point, was introduced to Joe Biden. And he knew, he could see what they were planning on doing. They're going to grease the way. He will be able to make contacts, as just indicated by the letter from Brother James, that we will make things happen for you if you come along with us. And so, therefore, Bobulinski says it's very clear that Joe Biden was aware of what was going on. He said, "I met with him once." Now, he appeared again recently with Tucker Carlson and went over some details of documents which have become more available. And one of them involved a company under an LLC, that's a limited corporation, limited exposure corporation. And Bobulinski is being asked by Tucker Carlson, what exactly is this document?
That's actually a very intense legal document that's drafted and details how Sinohawk Holdings will operate, who are the partners involved in the entity. It basically dictates how the business, you know, who sits on the board of it, who will run it day to day. I was the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, and I was vested with certain rights and authorities and stuff like that, and how you would distribute profits to the partners and stuff. So a very detailed document and fully executed. It's important because, you know, when I came out in October 2020, a lot of people argued, well, you know, that deal never happened. That deal 100% happened. That Sinohawk document that you're holding was fully executed, both by Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, myself, James Gilley, Rob Walker, and then on the Chinese side, Hudson West 4 executed the document. So it was a fully operating business.
There, that stuck a stake in the heart of those who were denying Bobulinski's information and that document. And then do you recall that when Biden was reading a New York Times report online before it was published the next morning, and he saw how it was treating Hunter Biden in the so-called investigation involving Burisma and all the ties to communist monies, Joe Biden then called his son Hunter and left a voicemail. So we want to hear that voicemail again, and then Bobulinski's response to Joe Biden's reaction.
"Hey, Palace Dad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, this is going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think you're clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you."
I mean, that's it. That's staggering. The sitting president of the United States. But that's Joe Biden in his own voice telling the American people, "I was always well aware of the business ventures my family was involved in. So much so I could tell my son I read a detailed article that has 50 facts in it." Imagine just sitting in a room with national security and the intel agencies with that article talking about corruption, talking about China, talking about the Chinese Communist Party, the Liberation Army of China. Joe Biden is saying, I read that article and you're in the clear, Hunter.
Yeah, you're in the clear. And I am therefore also compromised because I know all this information, even though I've denied it constantly. So now we've got federal agents saying they have sufficient evidence to go after Hunter Biden for tax crimes and false statements regarding buying a gun. Molly Hemingway of The Federalist says that's not the main issue.
The real context here are all these other reports we've had from whistleblowers who've been talking about all of the investigations into the Biden family business, which is not just Hunter Biden. You know, James Biden, Joe Biden's brother, is a big part of the Biden family business, where you trade access to the president and the policies and finances that provides, or, you know, access to a powerful person when he was in the Senate or vice president, in exchange for money from the Chinese Communist government affiliated companies or Ukrainian business interests. It is clear that this is what is most disconcerting about the Biden family business. And there has been a very weak and impotent investigation into that. You know, at The Federalist, where we reported that former Attorney General Barr and a host of other well-respected Department of Justice officials believed that there was more than enough reason to appoint a special counsel to investigate this, that the resources of the Delaware office were not sufficient for such a wide-ranging investigation. And this report of a couple paltry charges that may or may not even be put out is nowhere near enough to deal with the gravity of the situation.
No, it's not. And coming up later, Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation will join us, and we'll talk about the charges that are being overlooked, and we'll also talk about the penalty for even lying on the ATF form. But before that, I would be remiss if we don't recite what Joe Biden said last night regarding Armageddon. Stand by.
But they never wanna leave.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This is Don Lemon tonight, and we begin with breaking news, a chilling warning from the President of the United States. President Joe Biden at a fundraiser here in New York warning about the dangers of Vladimir Putin's threats to use nuclear weapons as his forces suffer setbacks in Ukraine. The president saying for the first time since the Cuban Missile Crisis, we have the threat of a nuclear weapon and warning of what he calls the prospect of Armageddon.
That's the report as done last night, and I was saying a factual way by Don Lemon Fruitcake of CNN. And he still has his night program for a little bit longer. And the story of Biden appearing at this private fundraiser, New York City, a closed-door event at the home of Democrat senatorial campaign James Murdoch. And Biden made these remarks. Now, again, there were apparently no audio or video recordings allowed. But here is how he's being quoted as stating, and I'm going to read the way it's written, and I don't know if there's any... I don't know if there was any statement issued that copies this from Biden or if it's something he just off the cuff began to say or if those in the room were allowed to take notes and if they got this right, and I haven't heard anyone disputing it so far. He said, and I'm quoting, for the first time, and again, I'm quoting from a source that put this out. It's not sure where this exact source originated, but it's been repeated, so no one is disputing, as I say, not even the White House. Biden said, quote, for the first time since the Cuban Missile Crisis, we have a direct threat to the use of nuclear weapons. If, in fact, things continue down the path they're going, I don't think there's any such thing as the ability to easily use a tactical nuclear weapon and not end up with Armageddon. He said, I'm still trying to figure out what is Putin's off-ramp. Where does he find a way out? Where does he find himself in a position he does not only lose face, but lose significant power within Russia? Today, by the way, is Putin's 70th birthday. Those comments from Biden were among the starkest from any U.S. officials as to what's going on and how we're regarding Putin and his saber rattling and threatening to use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. In a speech last month celebrating the mobilization of hundreds of thousands of troops to fight in Ukraine, Putin said, "We are prepared to use nuclear weapons to defend any of our territory," and accusing the U.S. and its allies of nuclear blackmail moving to destroy his country. U.S. officials have been generally vague in their response, but this statement from Joe Biden was very clear and definitive, was it not? And the White House has not walked it back, so-called walking back, to correct, clarify, none of that so far. The White House spokeswoman did say the president was simply restating how serious this situation is. Now, if that stands the way it is, that is a very strong statement. I'm still waiting for someone to surface for that was inside that gathering that is not tied to a news source and can give more information as to how it all came about. And was it a written statement that Biden was reading from at the time, or did he just start talking off the cuff? Which I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but that statement, again, the State Department, Pentagon, no government agency, no cabinet member who would be involved in any of this has made anything close to that kind of statement that we could be approaching Armageddon. It's scary, and maybe, in fact, it's meant to be scary to make Americans believe, oh, we gotta stay with the Democrats because when you get in a crisis, you don't want to change a horse in the middle of the stream. And so maybe it was meant to shore up votes for the midterm, you think? I mean, there are a lot of ways to plot this out and play it out. All right, we're going to have to turn away and go back to the charges possibly coming against Hunter Biden. Hans Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation would join us to discuss the charges that might be filed and if they're going to be adequate. And then on top of that, even if the charges we've been told are coming are carried out, what is not being prosecuted? Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. We're having some technical difficulty getting Hans on the air right now, but we're still in the process of working on it. Should hopefully resolve it quickly here. Hans von Spakovsky, of course, with the Heritage Foundation. I want to get an opinion from him on the various the alleged complaints and charges that might be coming against Hunter Biden. Federal agents last night, according to the Washington Post, saying they have, quote, sufficient evidence to charge Hunter Biden with tax crimes and making false statements regarding a gun purchase. Now, the tax crimes on specific, we don't have, or at least not so far. But they're probably yet to come, and then we'll see how they unfold. We have Hans on the line now. Hans, glad to have you with us again, sir.
Sure. Well, thank you. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir. And you too. I think we're all ready for a Friday, aren't we? So what was your response last night when the word came out that federal agents supposedly have sufficient evidence to charge Hunter with tax crimes and making false statements regarding the gun purchase?
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, right. Four years ago, they started the tax case, right?
Right. I mean, look, for example, you know, what they were talking about was gun crimes, as you say, top possible tax crime. Well, we've known for a very long time that he lied, Hunter Biden lied on the what's called the firearms transaction form. That's the form you have to fill out when you buy a gun from a licensed firearms dealer. And one of the questions it asks you is, are you addicted to drugs?
Yes.
And he answered no on that. Well, there's two crimes there. First of all, if you lie on that federal form on any of the questions, you can get up to 10 years in prison. But second, there's a statute that specifically deals with that addiction to drugs question. And if you lie about being addicted to drugs when you buy a gun, that's another up to 5 years in prison. So, and by the way, those are easy cases to prosecute. In the year that Hunter Biden bought that, the Justice Department prosecuted hundreds of these crimes. So it's not as if the Justice Department doesn't prosecute them. They do, and it's an easy crime because you either lied on it or you didn't.
Yeah, you got it right there in front of you. It's a Form 4473, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. Every gun buyer has to go through it. And if, as you said, if you're lying, and also if you're buying a gun for someone else you're not identifying, that's another crime. But it's all right there. You have admitted on a written statement document as to, in this case, I'm not addicted to any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drugs, so forth. And then all these come into play. And if they've been prosecuting others, why did it take so long? Would it be because his name is Hunter Biden?
Yeah, it could be. And look, on the tax issue, look, we, again, you know, what took so long? We've known for a long time now that he was getting huge amounts of money from overseas. And there were a lot of indications that he had not actually been reporting everything he'd been getting. So again, that's a very serious crime. A criminal tax evasion can get you up to 5 years in prison, $100,000 fine, plus you got to pay back all the taxes you evaded paying with up to a 75% penalty.
Whoa, wow.
To increase it up. So we're talking about a huge amount of time potentially in prison and a lot of money that the government could collect from him.
I don't know if you're aware of this. This story just breaking that Congressman Daryl Issa's office, a Republican in California, was able to take an email they found, a letter that was in an unreadable format. I don't know why the FBI and Attorney General haven't done it. Maybe they have. They just don't want to admit it, showing James Biden, President Biden's brother, making an overture to an associate of the Cutter Sheikh and saying my family could provide a wealth of introductions and business opportunities at the highest levels. At the same time, then talking and criticizing the Trump administration. This is in 2017, of having a fractured nature, beleaguered by major issues, and also therefore undermining the Trump administration. That is another damning incident that is all part of the Hunter laptop from hell.
It is, and it brings up the issue of possible corruption, which, again, look, let's you and I just talk a little common sense.
Okay.
Here. Why in the world would anybody hire Hunter Biden, given all of his problems, particularly, for example, the Ukrainian energy company, when he had absolutely no experience in the energy industry? Well, why would they do it? Only because who was his father?
Right.
The vice president of the United States. They hired him for his family connections and nothing else. So that brings up the issue of the Biden family making money on their political positions.
And the compromising of now President Biden. And, of course, he has continued to insist, I know nothing. I had nothing to do with any of the business dealings. And yet on the laptop, Hunter talks about paying money to the big guy. And obviously, Tony Bobulinski, who was part of that group in the beginning when they're putting it together, so that's reference to Joe Biden. I met with him. I was introduced to him personally. We were discussing some of it. So the bottom line, too, is all of this stuff, is it just a shell game and just kind of a head fake that we're actually going after Hunter Biden when, in fact,
It's just a smoke screen. They're not going after, as Molly Hemingway pointed out, of the Federalists. They're overlooking the really damning issues.
Well, that is a real possibility, because so far the only leaks that have come out have all been about Hunter Biden. There hasn't been a single leak whatsoever about any investigation of any of the other members of the Biden family, including the vice president, which, you know, it might be pretty tough to keep a story like that from leaking. So that probably tells us that, yeah, the only investigation going on is that of Hunter Biden, and they potentially, the federal police, but potentially ignoring everything else.
Well, Hunter's attorney has already disputed the potential charges, and he's criticizing the Justice Department for leaking to the press. But on top of that, apparently, you'll have to affirm this for me, that whether or not Hunter will be actually charged is going to be up to a Trump-appointed U.S. Attorney David Weiss, and that the Attorney General is refusing to say whether a special counsel be placed over the investigation, because, again, A.G. Garland works for Biden. It's his Justice Department. And how do they have a separation between the presidency's, the office, and Hunter Biden, the son, in this kind of investigation?
Well, the only way for that to happen would be for the Attorney General to say, I am hereby declaring that I'm giving sole authority to the U.S. attorney who's investigating this to make the final decision on whether to prosecute or not. I will have nothing to do with it. So far, have we heard that?
No, sir, we haven't.
I don't think so.
And he hasn't said that he would appoint a special counsel. Apparently he's being asked, and there's no response whatsoever. I don't understand. You would expect something would be coming out right away to show that we are not trying to interfere, that we're actually carrying out justice. Now, the other question that comes up, the timing of it. Democrats already hair on fire. Look at the timing. It's going right in the midterm election. And Republicans on the other side are saying, yeah, they're doing it now, because then they can come after the midterm and go after Trump. That would be the real justice. So they can say, see, we went after Hunter right before the midterm, and now we have every reason to go against Trump and after him and January 6th or whatever else they concoct.
Well, look, I don't know if there's any truth to that or not, but I'll tell you the one thing we know about the timing, and that is that these indictments should have occurred 2 years ago.
Point made.
And they would have occurred 2 years ago, except for the fact that, as whistleblowers have told us, there were partisan officials inside the FBI who stomped on and prevented the investigation because they didn't want it to affect Joe Biden's run for the presidency, so they did everything they could to make sure there was no investigation, which is professionally and ethically completely wrong.
Senator Grassley, I can't attribute this to him, but obviously he's been in talking to so-called whistleblowers from the FBI.
Yes.
And there are reports that something like 60-plus FBI agents have suddenly decided to resign because the investigation is turning into the Bureau, and they want to get out of harm's way, as if that might give them some excuse, that my hands are washed clean, I'm out of the office.
Well, if that's the case, that tells you a lot about just how large the contingent was of potentially partisan agents inside the FBI who were, frankly, operating in a way that should have gotten them terminated a long time ago.
Hans, as always, we appreciate you taking time for us. I do wish you have a great weekend, and we'll see how this plays out over the next several days.
Great. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You bet. Hans von Spakovsky with Heritage Foundation. Yeah, the agents say we have sufficient evidence to charge Hunter Biden with tax crimes and false statements. Okay. What about all the other? And the timing, as Hans said, it should have been done 2 years ago minimum. All right, coming up, let's change subjects for you. I told you yesterday about the chess cheating scandal. There's some added information as to how that may or may not have happened by a guy that supposedly knows about how to do it, how to cheat. That story coming up.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
We'll be right back. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
A website titled The Conversation is a network of not-for-profit media outlets publishing news stories, research reports online, expert opinion analysis included. Yesterday at this time, I told you about allegations at a chess match as part of the Sinkfield Cup in St. Louis last month that one of the players was the center of global attention this past September because he's 19 years old, one of the lowest rated, and yet he ends up getting farther than what was expected. And the allegation surfaced that perhaps he was cheating and that he might have an electronic chess move generator hidden somewhere on his person, possibly. My friends, if this is going to offend you, you're going to have to be offended that he might have had it in his anal cavity. Let's put it that way. That's all biological statement, by the way. Well, then how would it vibrate and give him an idea of what to do and who was helping him do that? Now, The Conversation has a piece that was written by a guy who identifies himself as a doctoral candidate in engineering with the University of Oxford, Michael Cohen. And he's talking about this. And he said at the Sinkfield Cup earlier this month, he's talking about back in September, the world champ resigned without comment after playing a poor game against a 19-year-old. And he said that's because he thinks the other guy was cheating all the time. Another participant, a Russian grandmaster, called the performance of the 19-year-old more than impressive. And apparently the 19-year-old has admitted sometimes cheating in online games, but denied ever cheating at a live tournament. So the writer of this article is saying, well, how does chess.com, the world's biggest chess website, decide a player has probably cheated? He points out that in their website, though legal and practical considerations prevent chess.com from revealing the full set of data, metrics, so forth, we can say at the core of our system is a model that evaluates a probability of a human player matching an engine's top choices. And the author of this says, when AI company DeepMind developed the program called AlphaGo, how it could play the strategy game, it was taught to predict which moves a human would make from any given position. And it points out that AlphaGo beat a human rival in 2017. So he's raising the question, well, how still would it cheat? He said a recent study shows that when you're showing how likely a human would be to make a certain move, it's also important to account for how good that move is. So you have to decide, does it surpass confirmed clean play? In other words, is a play so outstanding that there's no way this person could have just come up with this idea? This is chess. I used to play chess. I'm not great at it, but I play a lot of poker, and there are poker tournaments, and there have been cases of cheating using some kind of electronic information being sent to a player as to how you should play the particular hand, he or she, and what might be in the other person's hand. And sometimes a poker player will make what appears to be a very stupid call. Let me give you an example. There are two aces on the board, and the player that's betting has an ace in hand. But there's also a deuce out on the board. And then comes a three, and then maybe a five. And despite the betting by the person that has now three aces, the other player just continues to call. And then at the end, when a four hits the board, they've got a straight. Ace, deuce, three, four, five, a straight, which would beat three of a kind. Unless there's a flush involved, I can't get in all details if you don't know poker. But bottom line is, nobody would stick around and put money into a pot hoping to catch what is called a gut shot at the end that you're going to win anything, even if they had three aces. So that would go beyond statistical intelligence, much less, I would assume, artificial intelligence. But then again, sometimes some poker players are what we call calling stations. They're going to call anything anyway. So just being dumb, sometimes they luck into a winning hand. That does happen. When you get to the level of chess master and competing in the Sinkfield Cup. I don't think you're going to find dumb chess players. You might find some that are smarter than others, or that outthink the others, or they make a move that confounds the others. But they're just not going to be making a totally stupid move, would they? Well, maybe if they're getting information saying, go ahead and let them take this one, take that pawn, and take that place, you move here, and you will end up winning the match. You can look 3, 4, maybe 6 moves down. Can you move 10, 20, 30 moves? So whether or not this guy had his activator working, the author here points out detecting cheating, this is a very clear statement, detecting cheating is hard. And if you're playing online, you're wondering if your opponent is cheating, you really aren't going to be able to tell with any measure of certainty. That's the same thing with online poker. There was a big blow up several years ago about online poker and people being able to see the other person's cards when they're not supposed to. If there's a way to cheat and make money and get away with it, players will do so, period. I was discussing that with my grandson one time, and he said, well, isn't that wrong with it to be bad? And I said, yes, it would be. I said, and that's why they don't allow guns in the casino anymore. He said, what? Hey, listen, as always, I appreciate you joining us. Share this program with others. Let them know about it. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.